What's up, my friends? This is Alan Odinson, and welcome back to The Draw, the mind, body, and bow connection. Today, I want to talk about something that I believe probably every traditional archer eventually discovers. And it's very simple. The bow never lies. Let's just be honest, my friends. The bow, it doesn't flatter you. It doesn't care how experienced you are. It doesn't care how many years you've been shooting. It doesn't care how many bows you've built, how many tournaments you've won, or how many people follow you online. The bow is simply a mirror. It reflects exactly what you put into it. And that's one of the reasons I love traditional archery so much. You know, we've all had those days. You step out on the range, you're feeling confident, you got your quiver on, you got your bows, you're ready to go. It's like, man, I am ready to sink some bullseye today, right? You know, you've been shooting for years, you got that bow, you string that bow up, you knock that first arrow on, you draw back, release, and the arrow lands somewhere, you know it should. You shrug it off, maybe it was just a bad shot. So you shoot again, same thing, another, same thing. Now, here it comes. The frustration starts creeping in there. You know, you start looking at your arrows. Maybe one of them's bent, you know. Maybe my feathers are off, or maybe I don't have my knock point adjusted correctly. Maybe the brace height's different. You know? Is the string overstretched? Maybe it's the wind, you know. What's going on with this target? Maybe. And then eventually you stop shooting. You take that deep breath. You draw that bow again. This time, though, there's a little different. This time you're a little honest with yourself here, more than you were when you started. And you start to realize, you know something? Maybe I wasn't present. And then you self-analyze that and you go, wait a minute. I definitely was not present. I was thinking about something else. I was thinking about, you know, yes, my body is here at the range and I'm physically drawing the bow back. But the reality is your mind was not present. You weren't there. You were thinking about work. You were thinking about that report that's due on Monday. You're thinking about the desire to hit that bullseye so bad. And I know all of you know this. You want to hit that shot so bad. And that's always when we fail. You see, the bow, it wasn't lying to you. It was telling you exactly where you were. And I think that's one of the greatest lessons traditional archery has ever taught me. It's not how really to hit the target or anything, but it's how to tell the truth. One of the things that I always tell my students is that the bow is going to be one of the most honest teachers you're ever going to meet. It's not going to yell at you. It doesn't criticize. It doesn't insult you. It just simply gives you feedback. Every single arrow that you launch off of that string, it's telling you a story. Sometimes we just really don't want to hear it. I know there's many, many, many times that I don't really want to hear the story that's being told to me. But that's the wonderful thing about the bow. It's going to tell you that story regardless, because it's merely a mirror. When I first started learning thumb draw archery or Asiatic style, whatever you want to call it, I blamed everything, right? You know, it's the arrow's fault. You know, this bow is just crap, right? The thumb ring's not fitting right. Man, the wind is so terrible. You know, it's my equipment. It's got to be my equipment, right? I blamed anything except the one thing that was actually causing the problem. Me. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying here by any means. The equipment matters. Arrow spine matters. Bow design matters. All these things matter. But once your equipment is reasonably correct, the bow's just going to start exposing something much deeper. It exposes you. It exposes your impatience. It exposes your doubt. It exposes fear. It exposes distraction. It exposes your ego. And that's very uncomfortable, because we'd rather blame the equipment than admit that, you know, maybe I rushed that shot a little bit. I mean, we've all done it. I know I certainly have. You know, there's a lot of different things that I do as businesses. Odinson Archery is a piece of what I do. And one of the things that I've dipped my toes in over the years is the wild and crazy world of day trading. And I've heard so many people, everybody thinks that day trading is about learning the strategy, but the reality is it's all about you. Those charts, much like the bow, they are only a reflection of every little bit of inadequacy or doubts that you have in yourself. All of the things that you think are squared away are going to be exposed. And you think to yourself, oh, it's all about the money, or oh, I got to learn the new latest strategy. You know, kind of like maybe I need this new latest gear to make me shoot better. But the reality is it's just a reflection. It's showing you the things you need to work on. And I'm going to tell you, from experience, whether it's behind a bow or clicking the mouse to enter in on a contract, let me tell you, it's going to expose you every single time. All of those same things you experience, the FOMO of, oh my gosh, I really don't want to miss this bullseye in front of all these people. Or the FOMO of you going, oh man, I really don't want to miss this entry. It's all the same. And what it boils down to is we have to look deep inside and understand exactly where we need to work. Because until we're willing to do that, you're not going to fix anything. There's a reason that when you look up trading strategies, it all comes down to one thing. Everybody says psychology. The top books on trading are what? They're all psychology books. And that's one of the great things that archery has taught me. It has helped me to navigate that world at a much more calm and concise place where I can make changes to myself based on learning what I'm seeing. I get feedback. And that's all the bow is doing. When you're out there on the range and you're trying to make those shots and they're not working, the bow's giving you all the feedback that you need to see. There was a time in my own shooting where I found myself getting incredibly frustrated. You know, I'd send that arrow off, and before it even hit the target, I already knew it was a miss. Like, we've all felt that. You make that shot, and it's like, oh, as soon as it's off the string, it's like, man, that one's not going to make it, right? I know you guys have done that. And, you know, the arrow leaves the string, and you're like, oh, that one's gone, right? But it's not because the bow failed. Because you knew something wasn't right. Maybe you collapsed on your draw. Maybe you anticipated that release, rushed the shot. Maybe you weren't fully committed. But the funny thing is that most of the time, we already know, don't we? We know before the arrow lands. The bow didn't reveal something new. It simply just confirmed what we already felt. And that's where the growth begins. Not by pretending the shot was good, but by being willing to admit that it wasn't, and not placing the blame where it doesn't belong. It's on us. It's always on us. And that's the beauty in traditional archery. It's one of the reasons I love traditional archery over pretty much everything else I've ever done, because it forces honesty. You can't fake consistency. You can't fake good alignment. You can't fake relaxed shoulders. You can't fake proper back tension. Eventually, the truth will show up. And life works exactly the same way, doesn't it? Sometimes we'll spend years blaming circumstances. We'll blame our job. We'll blame the economy. We'll blame our upbringing. We blame the people around us. And don't get me wrong, life absolutely does throw things at us that we never asked for. There are hardships. There are losses. Unfair situations. Yep, there's those too. I'm not pretending those don't exist, but somewhere inside every difficult situation is still a question. What part of this belongs to me? And that's the hard question, right? Sometimes the answer is, I need more patience. Lord knows I've learned that from the day trading world, right? I mean, I've sat for hours waiting for one entry that's going to be, I'm going to enter and I'm going to be out in 2 minutes. But patience, man, we all need it, right? Those little things. Sometimes I need more discipline. And I think we could all use a hint of that in our lives. Discipline begins and ends with small things, little things that we refuse to let go. We refuse to pay attention to. And I mean, sometimes I need to stop making excuses, right? I mean, sometimes I need more practice. The boat asks that question every single time you pick it up. But most of us are not willing to listen to the answer. I've talked many times, and I'm sure you guys have heard me say this too, about how archery has helped me to run my business. And I was just speaking about the other aspects I do with things like day trading. And I've got my toes in a lot of different things. But this is the thing that people don't understand, especially about Odinson Archery. Odinson Archery didn't happen overnight. There's been years where things, you know, looked really good. And there have been years where I honestly questioned everything. Like, what am I doing here, right? There's been products that sold well and products that didn't. Videos that have launched into viral mode, and there's other videos that nobody's watched. I've written articles that have reached thousands of people, and there's other ones that just kind of seemed invisible at times. And trust me, whenever you run through that as a business owner, it's easy to want to blame things, right? You know, there's all kind of things. You know, it's the algorithm. There's plenty of opportunities to blame the algorithm. You know, social media, customers, the economy's terrible. And while some of those things definitely do have an impact, the bow kept reminding me of something. Draw another arrow. Keep shooting. Keep refining. Keep improving. Don't waste your valuable energy arguing with reality. We have to learn from it. Adjust. Shoot again. And that's what archery teaches us. Every single time we're behind that bow. There have been many times, and I've spoken about this in past episodes, there have been many times that, you know, the easiest opportunity that I could have chosen was to quit. And trust me, I'm not sitting up on a mountain cross-legged telling everybody, like I'm the Buddha, telling them that I've got it all figured out. Nah, man. No, I'm forever a student. I'm a student of archery. I'm a student of business. I'm a student of life. And we have to understand that one of my favorite authors ever, it would be Miyamoto Musashi, the Book of Five Rings. He speaks a lot about how knowing one thing can be compared to knowing many things. And I never really understood that growing up. I thought it was all about fighting. But, you know, he speaks of how knowing the way of the carpenter is helpful in his art of swordsmanship. Knowing the way of the painter, how that's important. The craftsman, all these different things. And it just never quite made sense to me because, you know, growing up, it's like, I don't see how those things connect. This is about swordsmanship. But the reality is that by knowing all of the discipline, the time, the paying attention to your tools, understanding how things operate, all of those things are related as one. And when we start to be able to see all of that together, that's when we really start taking great steps in life to really grasp what the seemingly little things are teaching us. Because let me tell you something that I've noticed. The best archers that I've ever met, they usually are pretty chill guys, right? And while at times I can come off a little heavy, if you've ever met me, I'm pretty chill. I'm a pretty chill dude, especially now. I think it probably comes with age and experience over the years, but over the last few years, I've really been forced to reevaluate and change my mentality about. And these are things I've understood. just through history and watching other people in my craft. You know, these guys, they're pretty chill. They're patient. They're observant. They're curious, really, you know, about learning new things and willingness to open their mind. And if you watch these guys, whenever they miss, they don't get mad, right? They're not getting angry. They actually become interested. They're like, man, what happened there? What changed? What can I learn? And see, that mindset is powerful. I mean, imagine approaching life that way, right? Instead of asking, you know, why is this happening to me, right? You know, what if we asked, what is this trying to teach me? That single question really changes everything. I've spoken a lot, especially with people that know me, know about the struggles that I've had recently with my literal best friend, my companion, Nissa. Nissa is a rescue dog that I got as a puppy. She was, her story is, the legend of Nissa Pup, right? The story is that she was literally like hours from being put down in a shelter. And I got her at the last minute. Like I literally swooped in and saved her. And she has basically been by my side since, she's been around before Odin's and Archery, all right? She's been with me. And she's been suffering from a horrible disease, man, of a degenerative myelopathy. And basically that attacks the cells, and they have difficulty, you know, walking and things like that. She's still a happy girl. And most people don't really deal with that. You know, most people are like, you know, even like vets, they're like, well, you know, they can't really get up and move around. But most people, they just kind of let it go. For me and my family, we haven't chosen that path. As long as she is happy, we are happy to take care of her. And one of the things that a lot of people don't really understand, and it's been a tough thing for me to really grasp, is every single day, I learn lessons from her. And initially when it happened, and especially when I look back and see videos of us running together, playing, and me shooting archery and her going after the arrows, like, for me, I get a bit emotional about it because I want that back so bad, right? And I say, like, why does this have to happen to her? Why? Why is this happening? And I've had to make a shift where I say to myself, you know, what lessons am I learning? Because I've learned it from her. I've learned a level of compassion and caring that, honestly, I didn't know I was capable of, right? Because, you know, there's times I have to clean her up and everything. And the lesson of, even in her circumstances, she can't get up and walk around really, right? She has to have help or a wheelchair. But guess what? She's a happy girl despite those circumstances. And I've learned that, oh my God, you know, she's got her family, she's got people that care about her, and she lives her best life that we can give her. And, like, that has been just so mind-blowing for me because, you know, I sit and complain about things sometimes, and I'm like, man, I don't know why this is happening, blah, blah. And, it, like, I look at her, and sometimes she'll just be sitting in her bed looking at me like, bro, why are you so sad, right? And, you know, these are just lessons that I'm learning just by watching her, right? And once I shifted my mindset with not why is this happening to me, once I switched that to what is this lesson trying to teach me, man, everything changed. And don't get me wrong, it's tough because I'm going to be quite honest with you. There's times where I just kind of look up at the sky and I'm like, I'm about tired of lessons right now. But we have to endure. Yeah, I've recently been, I haven't seen the new Odyssey movie, but I'm very familiar with the Odyssey. And a lot of people think that the Odyssey is just about Odysseus trying to get home. That's not the case. Those trials and tribulations that that Odysseus faced along the way are what actually forge him into the person he needed to be. Were they easy? No, they were horrible in many cases. Did he want them? No. But for every lesson and every trial that he endured, he grew stronger from it. And I think probably one of the biggest enemies of growth today is our ego, right? We hear it a lot, but let's be honest. The ego hates feedback. The ego has a desire to protect itself. The ego wants someone else to be wrong. But guess what? The bow doesn't care. Ego. The arrow certainly doesn't. The target doesn't. Only the truth matters. But here's the beautiful part. The truth, it isn't your enemy. It's your guide. If an arrow consistently lands left, guess what? That's good information. If your shoulders keep collapsing, that's good information. You see, feedback isn't failure. The bow is just simply teaching. But the real question is, are you listening? I want to leave you with something practical that you can likely put into use this week. You don't need a lot of space for this. You don't need to go to the range. You can set something up in very close. Now, the next time you're out shooting, I want you to forget about the score. I want you to forget about your grouping. Forget about impressing anybody. Grab up 5 or 10 arrows. After every single shot, ask yourself only one question. What was I feeling the moment the arrow left the string? Not where it landed, not whether it was pretty, not whether somebody else thought it looked good. What were you feeling? Were you calm? Were you rushed? Were you distracted? Were you doubtful? Were you committed? And I want you to write those things down. You may discover something surprising, actually. The arrows usually follow the mind. As your mind becomes calmer, your shooting will become calmer. As your thoughts become clearer, your shooting becomes clearer. Not because you magically became a better archer overnight or anything. It's because you were more honest. I recently did a private one-on-one coaching through our fast form coaching process. It's available at odinsonarchery.com. I did a lesson with a guy, and he randomly just started having inconsistency in his shots. And we did a little bit of analyzing and everything, but one of the things that I heard that made me just really, and I even asked him, he said, you know, I just recently went through something, you know, some personal issues that came up that were pretty heavy. And I asked him, I said, brother, are you bringing that into your shooting? And he's like, I don't think so. And we questioned that, and we attacked that a little bit. There were a few things to work on, but at the end of the day, you know, I told him, I said, I think if you start looking into that a little more, that may be the cause of all of a sudden you have a sudden shift in your shooting consistency. Because remember, the bow is simply a mirror. So I'll leave you with this. The next time an arrow doesn't land where you want it, before you blame the wind, before you blame your equipment, before you blame the target, ask yourself just one simple question. What is the bow trying to tell me? Because the bow never lies. It doesn't judge you. It doesn't discourage you. It doesn't encourage you either. It simply reflects exactly what we bring to it. And maybe that's why I love traditional archery so much. In a world that's constantly trying to tell us who we should be, the bow quietly reminds us who we actually are. I want to thank you guys for joining me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd love to hear your thoughts down in the comments. Give us a nice little sub. You can also find me and a few articles that I've written up at OdinsonArchery.com. That's where you'll find our bows. You'll find my book, which is really one of the only ones available on this style of shooting, the Thumb Draw Codex. It's an ebook form. The archery training journal that we have there, where I talked about writing those things down. That's a wonderful place to do it. That training journal is made to be used over and over again. We got plenty of free resources there where you can learn just the basics of thumb draw. But check us out there, OdinsonArchery.com. You can follow me and all my social channels. I'm everywhere, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. If you can't find Odinson Archery, you can find Alan Odinson. So until next time, keep drawing that bow. Keep learning from every arrow. Stay humble enough to accept the truth, and remember, the bow never lies.